Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. We're beginning to rethink what we know about black bears. While they need a fair amount of real estate in which to live, they are an adaptable species in many ways.
They're not the wilderness animal we once thought they were back in the 50s and 60s, where they needed large expanses of wilderness, roadless country.
Nathan Gardner is Regional Wildlife Director for Region 3 in East Texas and contributing author of the East Texas Black Bear Conservation and Management Plan.
Bears are very adaptable. We're seeing in the eastern United States bears denning under highways and culverts, bears living in barns on farms, bears living among the suburbs. So bears are adapting to the changing landscape in this country, where we're having more and more land fragmentation and more development in the countryside.
Garner says that where bears exist, they will eventually come into contact with their human neighbors.
I think the biggest problem we're going to have in areas where people and bears are living together more closely now is garbage management, because bears, they think about food most of the time. And once they develop a taste for human garbage, that can be a potential problem, because bears will then get used to that, and that's what we don't want to happen.
What you need to know about black bears tomorrow. Until then, visit PassportToTexas.org, where you will find a link to the East Texas Black Bear Conservation and Management Plan. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.